Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, and my co-host, Miss Brown Sugar. We would love to hear from you. So if you want to give us a call, the call-in number is 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you want to just anonymously chat with us, you can jump into the Smooth Drama chat room at smoothdrama.com. Go up in there, it automatically gives you an anonymous name, so you can just be whatever or whoever your heart desires. Once again, you want to talk to us anonymously, get it all off your chest. Smoothdrama.com. Hop in the chat room. We would love to hear from you. We also social network. So if you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group. Once again, if you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group. Brown Sugar will not put you in the headlock and fall backwards with you.
I like doing that, though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can't stop her. I can only hope to contain her. Hopefully, if she just puts you in the headlock, she gives you that noogie, and then that's it. It's over.
I like doing that, too.
See? There we go. All right. Socially distanced noogies.
Exactly.
Anywhere.
Especially now.
Anywhere that you social media, follow us. Add us, friend us. We'll follow, add or friend you if we deem you appropriate. Now, if you're with the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, or say you're with the Slaughter Dogs, who represent an offshoot of devil worshiping, yeah, we're probably not going to friend you back. I mean, it's nothing personal. Well, it kind of is, but I'm just saying, nothing against friends. Well, we have some.
Do you have that many people trying to get into your group?
No, I'm just saying. Yeah, you can get in, but I don't know if I'm necessarily gonna friend you. I mean, I'd love to hear from everybody. You know, if you're part of those groups, I want to hear from you. I don't know if we can hang out, though. I don't know if we can hang out. It's a bit much. You know the whole they want to kill you part. I can't get past that. Can't get past that.
I can't get past they want me to live but want to hold me back.
But that's a normal human reaction. That's a normal human reaction, right? See, because it's like, I want to share with you so long as I got more than you. That's a natural human reaction. You know what? I love to see everybody eating. You can have one. So it's that old adage, one for you, one for me. Two for you, one, two for me. See, that's how we do it. It's the American way.
That is true.
Yeah. So that's just what we got to get through. All right. And so, speaking of getting through, man, the apocalypse, I always think you can't top what's already been in the apocalypse. But nope. Nope, brown sugar. The apocalypse, when I say getting more scrumptiouser, it just tops itself. It just tops itself.
And what has it done this time?
In San Francisco, they interrupted a party in a residence of the Presidio Heights neighborhood, arresting 71 people and seizing two boars and 8 emus.
What?
Like, you know that the commercial, Limu, Emu.
Yes, I like that commercial.
Yeah. All right, well, police were dispatched around 4 a.m. after some neighbors complained about loud music and wild animals running on their yard.
Wow.
The first policeman who arrived described the scene as a mix between an orgy and a circus freak show.
Wow.
It says it was a thematic sex party for people with strange fetishes. They had midgets, bearded women, wild animals, and a large outdoor fountain filled with 50 gallons of semen.
What? What?
Yeah.
What?
And dozens of San Francisco Police Department officers were called to put an end to the party because it had over 500 guests and to catch the wild animals.
50 gallons? Where did you get that from?
You know, that's a lot of hand action. A lot of milking that went on.
I mean, I would assume that had to be saved.
Yes. So this is obviously, it was a very, very themed party. It very specific, had over 500 guests, 71 people were arrested. They had midgets, which I'm like, man, they had midgets. I got a homie that loves midgets, so that's just funny for no reason, because
well,
we just
I
remember.
I do too. I mean, they're the cutest things.
No, when I say.
But you can't call them midgets anymore. You have to call them little people.
Okay. Well, they had little people in bearded women, which is not really all that much, but the whole boars and emus.
Yeah,
and,
that would have been an interesting party to go to. Like, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall just to.
Outdoor fountain. Outdoor fountain filled with 50 gallons.
I probably would have stayed away from that part, but.
50 gallons.
Yeah.
I mean, is it a waterfall? So
I just
questions.
That would just be gross to me because I'm sure it smelled, you know. I'm sure it didn't smell good.
I mean,
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, I actually could.
Really?
It would be one of the funniest things ever. When you just see it, it's a fountain. It's a fountain, so that means it probably was flowing and recycling it, and it just
exactly. That's what I'm saying, and it was staged, so that means it was old. No telling how old it was or how they kept it. Did they keep it refrigerated or not, or was it just And then how did they even get it in the fountain?
So we definitely have questions, and if anybody
knows.
And
you know, the Presidio is a high end, well to do area of San Francisco. So.
Right. That's what they say. It was the high end, luxurious part of San Francisco. They had emus. You don't see emus every day. I mean, I see them on the commercial, but I don't imagine that you would just like, you just look outside, oh man, it's a couple emus. And then you got the wild boars just running around.
Wow. I wonder if the party was given by like the homeowner or was it like a Airbnb type thing?
I doubt it was Airbnb. I'm guessing that somebody planned that. I mean, because it's hard, because it obviously has to be a huge place because you got 500 people.
Yeah.
So I just would like to know if there was anybody who knows anybody who went to this shindig. You don't have to call tonight, but please, if you know somebody who went to that shindig, please, we would love to talk to them to see what the hell went on there. I'm like, wild animals, bearded women, and the fountain. See, that's when I say the apocalypse then has overtaken our lives on a whole other scale. This right here,
we have to be creative. We have to be creative now and figure. We have to get some form of entertainment. We have to be entertained.
That,
some way.
Is that creative though? Is that creative though?
I mean, is it creativity? It's subjective, right? I mean, just as creative as art. So, I mean, depending on what your taste is, yes.
Yeah,
I'm sure they thought they were being creative. No?
Okay, yeah, but you said taste. Is that like a Freudian slip?
No, what your taste is in art. Oh, you already know I'm not tasting nothing in that fountain. So. That's why I said I would stay far away from the fountain.
Hold on, wait.
Just the idea of it is disgusting.
Yeah, did I get splashed? Like, wait.
Yeah,
I feel
no.
Moisture. Like, I'm never gonna get.
Yeah,
out.
I mean, you have to be. You would have had to have been a free spirit to be there. I'm sure. Like,
very, very free.
Yeah.
Very.
All your inhibitions, fears, any hang-ups or shyness, all thrown out the window.
Yes, thrown, and we talking about out the skyscraper window.
Exactly.
Yeah. So. Yeah, wild boars. See?
Yeah, what are you doing with the boars and the emus? Now that now that too, I would have probably been like, okay, it's time to go.
you just walk into a place and they got emus walking around like, yeah. I mean, because I feel that way about walking into a place and you see somebody with a trench coat. It's like, all right. I gotta go.
Yeah.
Because I have to watch
I'm not sticking around too much longer to see what happens.
Yes, it's summertime. You have a trench coat. Yeah. So, we're going to move on from that. Because that's just, those are hilarious images.
Exactly.
Scientists, we're gonna talk about science.
Okay.
And I'm gonna ask you, Brown Sugar, does science really know? Afterwards. So apparently, they've created an edible steak made from human cells. The Ouroboros steak could be grown by the diner in the comfort of the home using your own cells, which are harvested from inside of the cheek. The steaks are then fed serum derived from expired donated blood.
What? You are just really on one.
I'm not on nothing.
Oh, shocking. This is a shocking show.
I mean, is it shocking though? See,
I mean, for me it is, yes.
Because we're talking about lab grown meat, right? And so we hear them say plant based options. So hey, if they use these cells from plants, but then they add that, let me read it again. Expired donated blood. That's how it gets its flavor and coloring.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah, see?
Yeah, I'm not.
Then there's, I mean, because what we have is, we have a lot of stuff that's grown in the lab, right? There's the cultured meat, the clean meat, lab-grown meat, and the cultivated meat. And they all denote meat grown from animal cells rather from a living, sentient animal. And so it's supposed
to be... I guess they're trying to promote more vegetarianism, veganism.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, so it's... they call it the bioreactor, and it's supposed to arrive 2022. So there's two different ways you can grow your own meat from your cheek. And if you just happen to have some expired blood hanging around the house, it's the apocalypse.
What is expired blood?
That's a mystery that I refuse to look up. I just refuse to look it up because I didn't want to know.
Okay.
See, because expired. You know how I feel about wording, right? So it's like when I say, you know, you start talking about trap music. Well, this is a trap. Kind of stay away from that for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But then you start saying, expired blood. And that's how you grow artificial meat. I'm like, I think I'm a pass on that. I'm a pass on that. Yep.
Yeah.
Lab grown meat.
Yeah. And I do both. I don't eat a lot of meat, but I'm not a vegan or a vegetarian. But if that would be my only option, I would go back. I was a vegetarian at one time. I would go back to being a vegetarian just because I don't want to eat my own. So that's just like cannibalism almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what you call it when it's your own cell, but it's still human.
Like biting your lip. It's like biting your lip.
Yeah.
Cake mix.
Yeah. And I don't know. I don't think human meat would be delicious.
Well, I mean, I guess maybe they're getting ready. They're getting people geared and ready for the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
As a thought, it's the zombie apocalypse. You're just used to human tasting meat. Well, I mean, I don't know if it's human tasting, but it's supposed to be steak.
But it couldn't possibly taste like cattle. I mean, right?
Maybe
and wouldn't it be like, what if you have like diseases that you don't necessarily know about? And like, how is that going to affect your DNA? If even if it's your skin cells that you're using, they're going to be processed, and then you're going to ingest them. What? Don't you think that would kind of, I don't know.
Well,
you
would never look at your friends the same again. Like, yeah, so you start talking about like. Patty is having steak, invites you over. Is it real?
I'm not gonna eat. Yeah. I don't like the plant-based foods because I don't think they're all the way plant-based. So.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you read the ingredients, and I'm like, yeah, and so I spend a lot of time trying to figure it out. Like if I have to guess what it is, and then you start reading certain, and like, wait, what? Nah, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
So I generally stick with the good old fashioned black bean because I know what beans are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I never did think I would live in a time where I would have to question what I was eating.
But you've been living in that time for a long time. Because we grew up, remember the Eddie Murphy? I got McDonald's. You start thinking,
well, I don't...
what was in it? Was that real?
We knew, I think real meat was in it when we were younger.
Really?
I think.
Really?
I mean, I didn't say it was 100% real meat, because we do know that soy was added to it, but I do think it was more real meat in the meat than it is now. Like now, I don't think it's real meat at all. I don't think any of it is meat.
Yeah, but see, once again, see, because technology's been around longer than we give it credit for.
True.
And so you start realistically thinking about it. You know, what we call real meat probably was fake meat way back in the 50s and 60s.
Possibly.
Yep. I put nothing past anybody.
I mean, I'm only saying that just because I wasn't alive, so I can't say. You know what I mean? But, you know, I think if we, you know, had some people on that was, you know.
Well, I mean.
Could attest to it
then. Right, but we wouldn't know. No one would know. It's not like they would tell you, hey, you've been eating fake meat. Since the 40s. I'm not going to say that.
Well,
it's not
I think probably when I think after World War II is when they started coming out like with synthetic things and like when they like canned food and like the TV dinners. So I think before that time, you couldn't have had fake meat because they didn't have any way to preserve it.
Okay. Well, it's neither here nor there. We don't know.
Yeah.
And since you're talking about World War II, scientists have launched a $2.5 million project to recreate smells of the past. The smells of the past. It's the project called Odoropa.
Smell of the past.
Or Odd Europa. it will use artificial intelligence to recreate aromas that were inhaled by the world's inhabitants between 500 and 100 years ago. So, for example, they will recreate the smell of old books. They're going to study and try to recreate that. And they plan on using AI to create an archive of the smells of Europe as cultural heritage. So,
yeah, I'm not.
Yep.
So an old book from 100 years ago, people want to smell that?
Well, and the smells of Europe as cultural heritage. Now, when I think of the smells of Europe, I think of the plague.
Yeah.
That they're really, really dirty. So I'm trying to think, who used to sing that song, "Won't You Take Me to Funky Town"?
Yeah, Lipstick.
Yeah, I'm thinking Lipstick, but not the good Lipstick.
Well, I was going to say their funky town was like dancing anyway, so getting down, you know, enjoying yourself, not necessarily the sink of life.
But, right. We're talking about the stink of life. The smells of Europe were reportedly the bathing part. They're not high on it. Not that I'm hating on all my European homies, but that's what I hear. I hear there's some odor that may or may not permanently reside in areas.
Because you talked about the plague, and that just reminds me of the nursery rhyme. That I don't know if you ever played this when you were a child or, you know, a young boy, but Ring Around the Rosy.
Yeah.
Did you know that was a nursery rhyme and it was about the plague?
Nope. I did not.
Yeah. If you listen to the words, or if you say the words, it all has to do with the plague.
Mm. All right, well, thumbs up to European cultural heritage. And
yeah, so I don't think we want to smell.
And the smells.
The plague.
The smells of European cultural heritage. I can't wait to ignore it.
Yeah. I'm not interested. And even if it wasn't that, I don't want to smell a 100-year-old book anyway. I never even thought to smell a 100-year-old book.
Yeah, see, you don't understand how to let the funk be your guide.
I mean, what would that do for me, though? Like, to say I smelled it or I know what it smells like?
Ask not what funk can do for you, but what you can do for the funk.
I mean, I guess it's kind of like me just knowing, like, Ring Around the Rosy has to do with the plague, huh?
Pretty much, it doesn't
serve any purpose, so, yeah.
None whatsoever. And on that note, we're gonna go to our dumbass of the week. Always love that last one. So, dumbass of the week was extra special. Officer Fernando Leon Berdicia. He was charged with stealing more than $1,300 worth of goods from Home Depot while wearing his uniform.
Mm.
That right there. That's what's hot in the streets.
Wow.
I'm a police officer. I'm going to walk in Home Depot and I'm going to steal some stuff in my uniform. Because y'all can't see me when I'm in my uniform. I guess people normally don't look at police officers. So he's just like, I'm just going to pick up some stuff, some odds and ends.
Who pays attention?
What?
Who pays attention?
Apparently, somebody caught him. It happened Monday. So, they caught him out here.
They was looking at him on Monday, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, most of these places have cameras. So,
yeah.
You just walk into Home Depot like, yep, I need this rake. Need this ceiling fan. He was just shopping. Just walk right out the store. In his uniform. In his uniform.
I mean, it's like surprising, but then again, it's not. I mean, like you would never think anybody would be that stupid, like to do that. Well, I mean, people steal all the time, though. So.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine like me jeopardizing my job to do it, like to steal.
Well, he's a policeman. How's my job in jeopardy? I guess.
Well, because you can't steal just because you're a police officer.
Well, the prevailing logic is, if I can murder people and get away with it, why can't I steal? I'm just saying. I mean, if we're gonna talk about what makes sense, if I can murder people, I got carte blanche to murder people. Coerce them into sexual acts, all of this other stuff. Why can't I just walk into Home Depot and steal some stuff? Makes sense to me. So I might even have to take the dumbass off of him because he just like assumed, like, look, cops, we don't get into trouble. I've been stealing for a long time. I'm guessing that he probably walks into convenience stores all the time. Like, you know what? I'm going to need that vitamin water right there. All right, then. Peace. Put it on my tab. That's it. Yep. Crazy. 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 And on that note, yeah, we probably need to go on break. This is Joyner Lucas, Devil's Work.
As I keep glancing, dear Lord, I got questions and I need answers. I'm trying to understand your vision, all I see is damage. Just a bunch of dead bodies in the street camping. A bunch of lost souls on their feet standing. We supposed to be your children, I thought we family. You supposed to be my father, bro, I need answers. We don't need to die young, we just need chances. Tired of living on the edge, so we keep scrambling. Trying to talk to these strippers, but they keep dancing. We just want to be number one like Steve Francis. Bow our heads saying prayer, now the seed's planted. Everywhere I turn, I'm seeing MCs vanish. A lot of good niggas gone, I don't understand it. A lot of families lost and they seem stranded. I ain't trying to disrespect you, I just need answers. I know you're watching us from heaven thinking who to say. Cherry picking who should go next and who should stay. I'd be on my way to heaven if I knew the way. And bring back every good nigga you choose to take. They say you're never wrong, but you done made a few mistakes. Cause you taking the wrong niggas, maybe you should trade. Trade us back all the real ones, remove the fake. I think you should trade. Give us two pops back and take that nigga shook. Let the legend resurrect that he gon' live for good. I've been dreaming thought life in every different hood. If only you can bring him back, Lord, I wish you would. Give us Biggie, give us Pun, give us Triple X. Take that nigga Trump with you, that's a bigger threat. There's too much power for a coward with no intellect. That's a bigger with a talent, it's a disconnect. Niggas dying, mama crying, grandma need a tissue. Niggas shooting up a church, now I need a pistol. All them niggas still living, you'll see the issue. So how you take the leader, then you take a leader with you. I ain't trying to disrespect you, need a meter with you. I ain't trying to overstep this water.
all, but they wanna promise. Now everybody got guns, niggas up to something. And every gangster wanna prove that they suck something. You know it's not fair, tell the truth. I've been in my feelings too. But if you took Emmett Till, at least take Dela Roof. At least take James home. I ain't even mad at that. Just bring back Whitney and give us Michael Jackson back. Feds want me, and then slam it down. Ain't no justice for Sandra Bland. We up like a Taylor fan. Lord, if you listen, I'm just looking for a hand in hand. Take out the fuck niggas and give us back our fam again. Drowning in my tears, trying to pray for something. Wonder why you give us life for you to take it from us. Wonder why you give us family and then erase it from us. Maybe hopefully you can have a conversation with us. Maybe I'm just probably tripping because I need a hug. The hood can't find jobs, now we need a plug. Everybody in their mama trying to be a thug. I don't go to church because I'm afraid of being judged. I've been staring at the ceiling as a line bed. Watching niggas follow trends like Thomas says. I pray you give us back the real ones and try again. Or maybe take the niggas that deserve to die instead. Tommy Lauren run her mouth and then she get defensive. Laura Ingram laughing at death and disrespecting. I really feel like you should teach them stupid hoes a lesson. Either that or give us back somebody who deserves a blessing. I left out a bunch of names that I forgot to mention. Cost too much to pay attention and it got expensive. Father, forgive me, for I know not what I do, and now I'm reaching out to you, hoping you hear me and return a message. I know that you got a back and that you're not against us. Or maybe you just love us, so you're doing shit to test us. I just kind of thought that you would do more to protect us. They say the good die young, and I ain't on a guest list. I've been drinking, Lord, forgive me, as my blood racer. I don't know what I'm thinking, I'm just frustrated. I don't mean to question you, I'm just confused. I don't know what else to do. I've been patient and it sucks waiting. Took my mans from me, that forever hurts. But putting the blame on you, that'd never work. I know this ain't your fault, it's the devil's work. Devil's work.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Joyner Lucas, Devil's Work. And our call-in number is 347-826-7435. 347-826-7435.
All right. So, just happened today. Proclamation. We have a California curfew. California curfew, everybody. I know y'all wasn't going to call in and clap, so I just added clapping just in case, yes. I hear the enthusiasm in your voice. Apparently, overnight curfew, it was at the original proclamation was supposed to have the eateries and bars and establishments like that. They were to close at 10 p.m. and they would stop selling alcohol. They could still provide pickup orders, you know, like if you ordered some food, whatnot. Mm-hmm. But now they're changing that. And it's going to be just pretty much any non-essential work ten PM to five AM. Nothing's supposed to happen. Everybody should be inside. How you feel about that, Brown Sugar?
I have mixed thoughts. I feel like it's better than what happened initially where everything just shut down. I mean, you know, well, not everything. I mean, we could still go to Target and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so
all that
I mean, I know, and that's the thing. Like, I feel, I don't know. I really do feel like everything should just close down for a good 2 weeks. If we can't do a month, we should have done this in the beginning. And I don't know, because apparently we can't know. Target was still open. Target was still open. Walmart was still open. The grocery stores were still open.
Well, if you close the grocery stores and the convenience stores, you got to remember, not everyone has disposable income to be able to.
I understand this. I understand it. And I don't see, because I think it needs to happen across the board. It needs to happen nationwide. Everybody needs to have the same rules. It's not going to work unless that happens. And we're going to continue to be off and on. It's just going to continue to happen because we can't trust people to do the responsible thing, to do the right thing. It's just like you were talking about the other night about people not being clean and not wearing a mask and, just the simple things. Because I say, okay, wear the mask for 30 days, everybody, and just see what happens. What could happen if you wear it?
See, you just
some
mad.
People think,
you just mad because you didn't get invited to that, to the party. That's what that was. The emu party.
Oh yeah. And you know what? I kind of like Wade Ayo. I'm like, dang, I wish I would have knew who gave that party, because I would have liked to have just, watched. I like to observe.
Okay.
I want to go back to work now. I'm ready to go back. I can't go to work. I'm ready to go back to work. I'm over COVID. I'm over working from home. I just want to go back.
Yeah.
And it's not going to happen until people, everybody is pretty much on one accord, on the same page.
Well, you
and
know
too
that
many people feel like they're entitled to, certain things, or they're inconvenient. And so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's so people were upset because in New York, they had opened up the schools and then they closed them. And the people were angry. The parents were like, wait. So the gyms and the bars stay open, but you're going to close the school? I can't drop my kid off at the bar. What the hell?
I mean, I agree with that, though.
Okay.
I agree. And I understand why they're keeping the bars and the gyms open, because people are making, a living wage, or, they need the money to work, and I understand that. And teachers can still work from home, and everybody can still work from home. But at the same time, I feel like if you're gonna close one thing, then close it all.
Yeah, well,
that's part of the problem.
That's the inconsistency that you were speaking on. But once again, it because you want to limit indoor dining, but I can go inside to the gym. It's because school is problematic because, one, it's minors. Two, we're talking about school is the very definition of a viral outbreak, because you have moving parts that move all day in huge crowds, and there's no social distancing in school.
No.
So it automatically would be a breeding ground. Automatically.
Yeah. And I could really see if a child got sick and, heaven forbid, passed away, how angry was the parent would be that the school was not, they didn't do what they should have done to protect the child. And it's like, it's just always amazing to me how parents forget that they were once children.
Well, that and the fact that you brought your kid to school when you could have kept them home. for remote learning.
Exactly. Or, I mean, you only know schools can only do so much. I mean, you can just only do so much. And, I mean, I've said this 1,000 times. Parents are the child's first teacher, regardless of what the parent thinks. You are your child's first teacher. Whatever you say, they will do. I've heard children tell teachers, my mom didn't say that, or my dad said didn't say that, or my mom said, or my dad said. So whatever you say, they will do.
Too true.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I understand the frustration because I'm tired of working from home. It's not, you know, everybody says, oh, if I could only work from home, this is.
No.
It's more work.
Yeah. Well, it's taking you totally out of your rhythm. You know, you create a new rhythm, something that works for you. It's certain things that you do to get it flowing. Yeah, because I know for me, get up in the morning, I try to do the same things that I normally did. I take the time to get up, do my workout, and then, all right, now I'm going to get into the computer thing, but I'm sitting at my computer for hours.
Yeah.
And then I have to get up, walk away from the computer for a bit. Then we have meetings, and you're back on again. It's, you know, it's one of those things where you, in your regular everyday, you get to walk, you get some air, just interaction.
Exactly.
Now home, the socializing, it's rough. But at the same time, we understand that being in close proximity to lots of humans in an unventilated situation is probably not best.
And I agree. I'm not ready to, take that risk, and it would be sad, like, from, my colleagues or whatever, that the staff that I work with, that maybe I don't get sick, but maybe one of them does.
Right.
And heaven forbid they pass away from it,
Right.
That would equally be as sad as a child to me passing away. So, yeah, I'm not ready to take that risk. But, I mean, I feel like in order to get back to whatever normal is, that being kids back in school, people back at work, we probably do need to sacrifice for a month, maybe a little longer, of not having, not having certain things operate the way they used to operate, and wearing a mask consistently, not just when, I mean, and it is kind of hard because we had company not too long ago, and family came from L.A., and it was weird sitting in my house with my mask. They had their mask on, but I had my mask on as well, and it was just like, it was weird, but... they knew they weren't sick, and I know I'm not sick, but I don't know they're not sick, and they don't know I'm not sick, so it's kind of best to be safe than sorry. And it is, you do feel kind of silly. We laughed and joked about it a little bit, but I mean, it was all of, 2 or 3 hours? Not a big deal.
All right. Well, I mean, speaking of not a big deal, so one of the more highly anticipated movies, Wonder Woman 1984, will simultaneously debut in theaters and on HBO Max on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah. And it's interesting. I'm like, does this spell the end of the movie theater? Does the movie theater go the way of Blockbuster and your favorite record store?
I've been to the movies twice, and nobody was in the movie theater. So it was who I was with and maybe 5 to 10 other people in the movie theater. But, you know, there was enough space for us, like, not to have to sit next to each other at all. Like, nobody was even sitting in the same row.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know. It was kind of weird, like, being there. And, you know, it was a fairly new movie. So I would have thought it would have been a little bit more people, not necessarily, you know, a packed movie theater, but I was expecting at least 30 to 50 people in that theater, and it wasn't.
Well, but that's one, new movies haven't been really coming out. Second, once again, because people are fearful of being in an unventilated place, they're not going there, and folks just have gotten used to being home. So, I mean,
yeah.
Like Blockbuster, because we have direct streaming, Blockbuster, Hollywood Video, remember how big they were? They were
yeah.
huge. Blockbuster
yeah.
got big, and then everybody was, oh, we jumped into Hollywood Video, and then cable happened. Streaming cable.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, all those Hollywood Videos and all those Blockbusters, they weren't filled up anymore. They just kind of went.
Well, every now and again, you'd get a, you know, all like, I look at, like, all the superhero movies. Those would be filled up depending on, you know, who the star was in certain movies. You know, if it was, like, a major star, like Tom Cruise or something. Those probably would be filled up. Denzel Washington movies were usually filled up. But, I mean, I like going to the movies. I prefer to go to the movies and to stream at home because you get distracted at home. So,
I can watch a movie and not be distracted. That's not the issue. It's more there's an ambiance to the movies, right? You go
mm-hmm.
to the movies, maybe you want to get some popcorn. You know, you walk around. There's stuff that you do. There's a whole
yeah.
routine that going to the movies and conferences. So
yeah.
even if you was gonna venture out and go to the drive-in, you're still not home.
Yeah,
you're still not home, and that's the interesting thing. So I'll be curious to see, do movie theaters, because we're still talking about realistically being clear next summer. That's what we're talking about, realistically being clear next summer. So if we're not clear till next summer, man,
I just have a feeling we're not even going to be clear then.
Yeah, but see, we're talking about how do you survive with 5 people in the movie theater? And that's the weekend. So
exactly.
You start thinking.
I mean, and I don't know, like, how many people were there because we, you know, it was a later showing movie, so I don't know how many people had been there early in the day, you know. But I was just really surprised.
All right. So
that,
then
you know,
therein lies the other dangerous part. So are they fumigating? Are they spraying down every seat in the movie theater after every show?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they didn't even have, like, you know how when you go some places, they'll put an X or something in a seat to, you know, so you can't sit here. They didn't even have that. They, you know,
yeah.
they gave us hands. They told us we had to do hand sanitizers. I believe they took our temperature. and that was it.
Yeah, but see, I'm talking about like sitting in the seat.
I mean, I will say this, because, you know, sometimes you can go into the theater and I mean, it's usually clean. It's been like a long, long time since I've been into a dirty theater, but it looked really clean, though.
Oh, yeah, because
I don't know.
It's not a lot to clean up. There's not a lot of people there.
Yeah. I mean, that is a good question. If somebody is sick, that, you know, and they don't know if they're asymptomatic and happen to go, and they sit in the seat and somebody sits in the seat too, I mean, like, how does that work?
All right. Well, that is the question. That is the question. Who's wiping their nose? All that.
Yeah.
Yep. So, very interesting. Oh, one other thing, public service announcement, Smooth Drama public service announcement. Mail package delivery drivers are getting robbed. So, if you just happen to be one of them people, work for UPS, FedEx, Amazon, or the post office. Yeah, apparently, Baltimore and other cities, they are armed robbering them.
Mm.
Yep. Coming to get you. Coming to get you. Just another thing to be looking out for.
I mean, that's always been an issue during this time, you know, because it's, you know, Christmas time, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
But armed? I've never known them to be armed.
Well, I mean, it used to be you would take the packages, right? You wait on them to drop the packages, then you go steal the packages from people's front porch. Now it's like, you know what? Let's just rob the truck.
Yeah.
So your delivery guys are almost like, remember in the 90s, the most dangerous job in the neighborhood was the pizza delivery guy. It's like,
yeah.
Pizza delivery guy is like, look, man, I got like $10 worth of cash. I ain't got nothing. We're going to take them pieces from you, son. We're going to take them pieces from you, done. Run them pieces, done. Anyway, I can't do it right. New York.
You don't sound very threatening.
The whole, I can't do the whole menacing New York thing. So, but yeah. So if you're one of those individuals who are lucky enough to have cargo that people deem valuable, yep. One of my favorite KRS songs from back in the 90s, Love's Gonna Get You. If you're out there trying to get these material items, it's gonna get you. And that's these people who are robbing the delivery guys. It's gonna get you.
Yeah.
Crazy as that sounds. Yep. And on that note, we're going to go on break. This is Kendrick Lamar, Celebration.
For the record, I used to do a lot of humping when I was little. Got a lot of whoopings over that shit, too. And that's random. But so what? Give me that beat, you fool, just a four-time jack. No, really, just a sound way back. So really, I ain't got to deal with nothing. All I got to do is kill it. When you press the record button, let the paralyzed feel it. I came back with a four-time swag. The critics thought they had me. Nah, I just bought more batteries. Turned up, supercharged, a medium away from living large. Matter of fact, where my niggas at? Where my bitch with the pretty weed? Enemies bleed on the Mac side. Pushing you up with the roll when I'm old. When I make sure your kids breathe pneumonia. Good kid, mad city. Even in my heart from the blood. Niggas fucking with me. Crip niggas trying to kill me. Knuckle Mac crime thing. If I break the crime break, it's a legitimate reason why. I put on repeat, Kanye touch the sky. But I'm looking past that. I'm trying to touch God. My heart to the heavens. The rapper or the reverend. Y'all married to the game, but I'm about to graduate. I put a lot of pain in the shit I write. If you call
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Kendrick Lamar, Celebration. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435, 347-826-7435.
All right. So we're just going to dive in because we got haters of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right, so haters of the week. Delaware teen lured their friend. It was a friend and ex-boyfriend who lured the ex-girlfriend into the woods and beat her to death with a metal baseball bat.
Wow.
Yeah. They say they don't know why, but yeah, that happened.
They don't know why. What happened?
What was the motive?
Okay, say that. Okay, start over. Boyfriend.
Yes, they lured her. And they lured her into the woods. And beat her to death with a baseball bat.
The boyfriend and the new girlfriend, or the boyfriend and the old girlfriend?
The boyfriend, the old boyfriend, the ex-boyfriend to the one they beat to death, Madison Sparrow is her name. So Madison Sparrow's ex-boyfriend and her so-called friend, they lured her to the woods behind McClary Elementary School, where they ambushed her and beat her to death with a metal baseball bat.
I'm confused as to why they say they don't know what happened. It's a love triangle.
Well, yeah.
What do you mean you don't know what happened?
Yeah, that one is obvious, but I'm like, you know, it always goes back to that, wow. So we not with somebody, so we just going to beat them to death. That's what we doing.
Well, I mean, that's their easy way out. I don't think they believe in just letting people go, do they?
Hey, you know, you got PlayStation 5. It just came out. Play some video games. Why are we beating people to death?
I've never understood that either. If I can't have you, nobody can, or
right.
You're in the way of me and my new relationship, or I don't know. I've never understood that whole death thing, that whole I got to kill you. You can
right.
No longer breathe. I've never understood that, but it seems to be common for them, though.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that we don't do it, but I mean.
Yeah, well, people do it. It's one of those, yeah. It's a phenomenon I'll never understand. It's another one of them long line of things, like, I don't understand prostitution. I don't understand if we break up, I got to kill you, or I got to want to kill you.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, you can dislike somebody and just, you know, just move on. It's okay.
Yeah. You'll get over it eventually.
Yep. Yeah, now, we did have an honorable mention. And so honorable mention are the managers at Tyson Meat Plant in Iowa. They took bets on how many workers would get infected with COVID.
Hmm.
Even after they knew of the spread of the illness at work.
Hmm.
Yep.
That's interesting.
Shout out to the homies over at Tyson Meat Plant. Just taking bets. Oh, well, guess what?
I wonder if anybody bet on themselves, like, oh, I think I'm going to be next.
Probably not.
Like,
because they knew
down
there that there was a COVID outbreak. And so they're like, yep, how many people y'all think gonna die from this outbreak? Oh, I got 12. Really? That's low. I got 16.
I mean, but you're kind of like including yourself in that, right?
Apparently not.
Mm, that's interesting. I don't know. I don't think I could bet on something like that just because I know I could be one of those 12 or one of those 16. I mean,
yeah.
It's not like it's going to be like 1, 2, 3, I'm going to hit you. 2, 4, 5, I'm going to hit you. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah. So, while we're here, we might as well jump into good old fashioned Groundhog Day, too.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. So, we have a black vice president. Whether you agree with her or anything, America has spoken. Well, has begun to speak. So remember when we had Obama and we had the Curious George dolls hung in effigy all throughout the South gas stations, yeah, whatnot.
There was a few things, yeah.
On signs. Well, Kamala Harris first, I believe, is the lady in. No, it was one of the school board, the wife, the spouse of a school board employee, where she said, yeah, she's got a black pussy. And that's why she got to be elected.
That is
was
that all
problem.
You need to be successful?
That's all you need. So you've been sitting on success this whole time.
I'm understanding, because I've had one for, I don't know, for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying I'm not successful, but I'm just saying I could have been vice president just because of that.
You could have been vice president. You got the number one qualification. You have black pussy.
Wow.
That's all you need.
I mean, I know, you know, that's some good stuff, but I didn't know it could get you that far.
It gets you the vice presidency. That's how you make history. Black pussy.
All right.
So that was the first salvo, I think like a week, two weeks ago. Then there was then there was this where they did the, for Halloween, they did the pumpkins and they did the, so the administration, they had pumpkins for Biden and a couple of other people. But for Kamala Harris, can you guess what they used? And they carved it and they called it Kamala Harris. You going to take
watermelon.
That guess?
Watermelon.
Watermelon. Yes. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah.
You know, which is so funny that they would say that, only because, like, she's Indian from India and she's Jamaican. She's not really, I don't want to say she's not black, but watermelon would not be like her culture. That's not an insult to her culture.
Oh, okay, but see, they weren't trying to insult her culture. They were trying to insult her and everybody who looks like her.
True, but I don't know.
Yes, you carved the watermelon, so you got all these pumpkins, and then you got the watermelon, and you named the watermelon carving Kamala Harris. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, it's a lot of people that found that very, very hilarious. It's just, they're all calling in to say how much they enjoyed. No? Nobody's calling in to say how much they enjoyed the Kamala Harris. Okay. Fine.
And, you know, it's so funny because they're the ones who, like, drink the watermelon juice. And this is, you know, you need to freeze and juice it. And I'm just, I don't see too many black people eating watermelon like that. Not anymore. I mean.
But once again, it's like. You say chicken and watermelon, and they're delicious. they're delicious. You know, there's nobody who's like, you know what, chicken. Unless you're a vegetarian, you're not gonna say, man, I had some chicken. It's horrible. No, nobody's saying that. And you'd be hard pressed to find anybody of any nationality who's like, you know what. Watermelon is the worst fruit known to man. It doesn't happen. We can debate a lot of different fruits, but watermelon. Now we know there's a connotation that they put watermelon in black folks, and I'm saying, hey,
yeah,
that's their fault. If I mean, because yeah, we recognize early on. Watermelon is delicious.
I don't know. That's just one of the myths or one of the stereotypes. I just feel like it needs to be debunked. It needs to be over with. It's not relatable now. I mean, maybe it was at one time, but it's really not. The whole chicken and the water, it's just not. You can do hot chips now. I'm just saying. I don't see the chicken and the watermelon thing happening.
I just
made up hot chips. I don't know. I just feel like that would be more plausible than chicken and watermelon. I just think, you know how some things just kind of play out, and it's just kind of played out now.
Yeah, it's been played out, but you know, once again, you'll still see it because there's still the racial connotation to it. It's sort of like the blackface, because those things were instituted as insults. So it's the reason why I say, like, we talk about the N-word. It's an insult. They consider it an insult. And when I use it on you, it's an insult. It's never a term of endearment. But...
I understand that, but I'm saying I don't think too many people are insulted by that still, though, is what I'm saying. I mean, there are still some people who are, and if you're culturally aware of the insult, then yes. But if you talk to any young person, they probably wouldn't even understand the correlation to it. You know, like, why is that even insulting?
Right, because they have horrible parents. Well, I won't say horrible parents, but we have parents who won't tell their kids the truth. It's bad parenting.
I've told my kids the truth, but they don't think that that's like an insult, though. You know what? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, they may not have before the apocalypse, but I'm guessing they understand now. See, the apocalypse then put the truth right there in your face. Yep. The apocalypse is just, it's the truth. You don't have to guess. It's like we talk about the COVID, right? You got folks that's like, you know what? I'm going to go in the store and I'm going to sneeze on shit. I'm going to sneeze on shit because I want to give it out. That's the apocalypse. Where it used to be, I would think about it, but I won't do it. But now it's just like, you know what? I'm going to put it out there. And so,
somebody just said in the chat, I think what I was trying to say and what they said in the chat is how their opinion needs to stop affecting us. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I've told my kids and I've talked to my children about it, but I don't think it affects them either way. I don't think, you know, that would, like, maybe the N-word does affect them still, but not the chicken and watermelon. That's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah. I mean, but see, once again, we're not talking about it affecting you like that. I mean, because you can brush it off like, oh, yeah, you carved a watermelon. Ha ha ha, dumb bitch.
Yeah.
That's what you got. And it's over right there. Now I was gonna talk to you. Remember how we talked everybody the mark of the beast. Remember that mark of the beast thing and watch out, don't get chipped. Watch out, don't let them get you, don't let them chip you. Remember that?
Yeah.
And it was big time. So
I don't think it's ever gone away.
Well, yeah. I mean, but you see, it's one of those things that we don't really talk about it now. But so there's a messaging app that uploads every file you send to the internet. I'm going to repeat that. There's a messaging app that uploads every file you send to the internet. So if you're one of them people who do everything on your phone and you use this messaging app, everything you do on the phone goes to a URL that everybody on the internet can see. Not some people.
What app is this?
Oh, it is Go SMS Pro. And it's got over 100 million installs from the Google Play Store.
Wow.
It's got a security flaw that allows people access to the content you sent using the app. So if you've used that app, remember I said if you had Telegram, you use Telegram, you have naked pictures of yourself on the internet, even though you didn't take them. It's a program that automatically, and I'm going to say this, I'm going to keep saying this, it automatically takes a picture of your face out of one of your profile pics and puts it onto a naked body and publishes it on the internet. That is what it does. It's programmed to do that. Go SMS Pro, which has over 100 million installs from the Google Play Store, it uploads every file you send to the internet. Every file you send. Every media file. Everything that you do on your phone going forward, it sends it to a URL on the internet.
Yeah, I don't use messaging apps, so
for that reason. Right, but see, let's look. We start talking about social media and any messaging app that we use, which is social media, who knows whether or not they don't have that fatal flaw in theirs either. So there's an expectation. There's an expectation that, you know, these things are safe and that you're not being hacked in any way, shape, or form. But the reality is, no, you are. And so we start talking about the mark of the beast and everybody's talking about, well, I'm not going to get that chip. But you carry that chip with you everywhere you go.
And I agree. Yeah, that we've already been chipped too unknowingly. But you know, I mean, some of us know. I mean, initially we probably didn't know, but now I believe people know and understand like what our phones are and what they do. Because every week somebody gets. You know, I get a new request on Instagram to follow somebody, and then, you know, I usually wait now. I didn't used to wait, but I'll usually wait, and then I'll see they posted that's a fake account. So I don't know what that whoever made the fake account, what they're trying to get, because I don't chat with them, but because people who I follow on Instagram usually have my phone number, so.
All right, so. I am going to, for the people who are in the Smooth Drama chat room, I am going to include a list. Mozilla has put together a list of smart home gadgets, fitness trackers, toys. It's over 136. If you go to the Smooth Drama chat room, I just put the link in the Smooth Drama chat room. There are over 136 products that offer no privacy. Meaning they offer no privacy. They are actually listening to everything or recording everything that you do and say, whether it be your Alexa, Because
a Dyson Pure Cool?
Yep.
Oh, gee, like, why would a Dyson need to have listened to you?
Yeah.
A fan.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because, there are some things in
your coding robot, your Wi-Fi.
I was like, oh, I'm not getting that. I wouldn't get that. But then there's other things in here that I have, and I'm like, well, damn, I might as well have gotten another thing.
So my
why would a coffee maker need? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep.
Why would a kid craft Amazon Alexa 2-in-1 kids kitchen? That's crazy.
Watching you at every waking point.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
And see that Ring doorbell thing? I wanted it, but then I was like, that's invading my privacy. But I might as well get it because.
Yeah. So if when you
Google thing.
When you click on the link and you click the box that says privacy not included, you see all of the things with the sign. Yes, all of those devices offer you no privacy. So
how do AirBuds offer you no privacy though? So are they listening to your conversation?
I'm a guess so. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that something that would be a shock? See, I mean, because we carry all the listening devices. And when you have surgery, they know what they can identify you via the surgery. Like you break anything, they put something in you that's identifiable. That can identify you all the way down to if you dentistry.
Yeah, so like when you have, like if you have breast implants, if you have had knee surgery or anything like that, they have the serial numbers on all of that.
Right. Yes, everything is a serial number. So you have a unique identifier, and more than likely, you have something that can be tracked. So, just in case, I'm not talking about you who's listening. I'm talking to your friend who's not listening. Just in case you thought that you had privacy. Nah, you don't. Pretty much everything that you have is listening to you. And if you're comfortable with that,
I was gonna say.
If you're comfortable with it, it's okay.
I mean, the funny thing about it is, like I just said, I wouldn't get certain things because of privacy issues, but then there's other things on that list that I got that I knew it was possible that my privacy would be invaded, and I still bought it anyway. So it's kind of like one of those things where it really doesn't matter. But then if you have a smartphone, then it doesn't matter anyway. You cannot have any of that stuff, and still your privacy is being invaded because you have a phone.
Exactly. And on that note.
So then you might as well just get what you want.
Right. On that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I am Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drum production. If you would like to continue the conversation, we are in the Smooth Drama chat room at smoothdrama.com. Other than that, hey, y'all stay safe out there. Curfew. Sorry to start it. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama. Smooth.